Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
You know, one of the things that happened in the book of Acts that I noticed is Acts chapter 6. It looks like things have multiplied and accelerated and changed. You got Acts chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But when you get to Acts chapter 6, there has been, looks to me like a shift in the power of God. I want to read verse 1. We're talking about the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the mantle of God on people. The baptism in the Holy Ghost is for others. Yes, we receive the power of God, but it is to minister to others. And one of the things that I've seen is Acts chapter 6, verse 1. But as the believers rapidly multiplied, that's the New Living Translation, Acts chapter 6, verse 1. As the believers rapidly multiplied, up until Acts chapter 6, they were added daily to the church. But in Acts chapter 6, we see an accelerated growth. They were rapidly multiplied, and there were rumblings of discontent. You know, whenever there's rapid growth, there's going to be growing pains and growing issues. Well, there were some food distribution issues between the Hebrew-speaking and the Greek-speaking believers. So this issue had to be addressed. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers, the 12 apostles. We apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. So they realized that they had to protect the anointing. They had to give themselves to prayer and the word. And in order to do so, they had to choose, and they said, select 7 men who are well respected, full of the Spirit and wisdom. So those 3 qualifications, a good reputation, well respected, full of the Spirit, full of the Holy Ghost, that's the anointing, and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word. So leadership, we see, as the apostles realized the church was growing so rapidly in multiplication that they had to give themselves and protect themselves, or they would be caught up in administrative duties instead of apostolic duties, which would be prayer and the study of the word. And in verse 7, it says, so God's message continued to spread. When there is fresh oil, fresh anointing, the manifested presence of God, there will be rapid growth. So as we begin to see, they needed to add the ministry of helps, because as the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost begins to move, the ministry of helps begins to come. And you're going to see the need for the ministry of helps. It is a supernatural ministry, and there is an anointing in the area of the ministry of helps. You know, what is the ministry of helps? It is anything that helps the fivefold. Anything that helps the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Anything that helps the fivefold get the job done. That is the ministry of helps. You can have psalmists as ministry of helps, intercessors, administrators, deacons, elders. Those are all ministry of helps. But you know, the one thing about the ministry of helps, Once it becomes a hindrance, it is no longer a help. Have you ever seen that in the church world? The ministry of helps helps the pastor carry out the vision, or the apostle, or the prophet, or the teacher. They help the fivefold, but they have to have those three qualifications of good reputation, full of faith, and full of the Holy Ghost. That is the anointing. You know, we are nothing without the anointing and the power of God. I believe that God wants to raise up people in these last days who will not only have titles, but they'll have power. There is an unction to function, and that's the anointing. Not in name only, not with just a title, but in power. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, they are not laity. They are sent supernaturally on a specific assignment. They will make new conquests for Christ. You know, the anointing of an apostle, he is supernaturally sent. It is not just someone that went, it's sent. It's called of God. He goes in and he changes a city, a nation. A prophet will point the way. This is not someone who prophesies. But this is in the office of a prophet. He points the way. He speaks the mind of God in the moment. He speaks by sudden inspiration. He will set in order. First, the apostle. Secondarily, the prophet. Then you have the evangelist. He is a preacher of the good news. He moves in signs and wonders. He draws people to the signs, and there will be many conversions. Probably the most familiar of the fivefold office gifts is the pastor. Pastors will have that shepherd's heart. It is a grace to stand in that office. It is proportioned to the measure of the gift of Christ according to the grace. A teacher. Don't we love teachers? That supernatural ability to simplify the Word of God. He breaks the Word down and feeds the flock bite by bite. He or she has a strong desire to see people grow in the grace of God and the knowledge of the Lord. You know, there's one thing about the fivefold gifts. They cannot be imparted by man. It is an office gift, called and commissioned, anointed and appointed by God. You know, the authority and respect in the fivefold comes from the anointing. We don't call ourselves. We're called by the Holy Spirit. God doesn't give ministry gifts to manipulate or to control the church, but to serve and lead the church. The fivefold ministry gifts are servant gifts. We must not touch the glory of God. We can do nothing without the anointing, the smearing of God, the mantle of God, the tangible presence of God, the power of God. Everything God has called us to do is supernatural, and He must give us that supernatural equipment for the specified assignment, and that's called the anointing. The ministry is not a job. It's a call, a supernatural, divine call. And as I've said before on this broadcast, ministry is called W-O-R-K. There is a work when the call of God comes. He will call us unto work. It is a holy call. It will burn and consume you. You will study to show yourself approved, a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, our platform starts at home. It doesn't start on the sidewalk. It starts at home with our family. It doesn't start on the street. God may take us to the streets, but it starts in our home with our family, our loved ones. We need to never forget that. Lord, I'm a believer, and I believe signs and wonders follow me. You know, one of the things in ministry that we purpose in our heart not to quit. You know, when we add to our faith patience, over time we'll find our niche. Have you ever heard that saying, she's just not found her niche? That's the plan and the direction, the way that God is taking you. I have found in years and years of serving the Lord that there's a niche, there's a place and a plan and a pursuit of God. And we are to be faithful in the little. And as we are faithful in the little, God will make us ruler over much. God will give us a message. You know, in Acts 3, verse 16, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. You know, what did he have? He had the name of Jesus. He had the anointing of God. He had the power of the Holy Ghost. He didn't go without a message. He had a message of God. I don't have silver or gold, but what I do have, I'll give you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. We give what we have that's on the inside of us. What's inside will flow out. You know, we press in to what God has for our life and ministry. There is an anointing on our head that runs down our garment and runs all the way to the floor. I believe every step I take is ordered by the Lord, and we are ordered to break yokes of bondage. We are ordered to help the brokenhearted and to bind up those that are in pain. He anoints our head and our cup runs over. I have found that we must put proper value on the anointing. We cannot treat it casually. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is a person. And wisdom will be carried with that anointing. I believe when we carry the precious oil of God, that we will not be foolish, but we will value the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We won't grieve or quench the Spirit of God. But God, have your way in my life. Have your way in my ministry. Have your way in my family. I believe we are ordered to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be judge of all, the living and the dead. And that is Acts 10, 42 and 43. We are ordered to preach and to testify.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com.